This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. It's episode 615.
Woo!
This is I think that checks out right. It's the second episode of the week. We were at the Archery Trade Show in St. Louis. And this is, obviously, if you clicked on it, you know, or if it's just in your feed, the great, great people from Victory Archery, Victory Arrows. So I don't really need to plug them because that's what this episode is. But we talk arrows, components, all sorts of stuff.
Carbon. About everything. Yep.
The podcast is brought to you by Elite Archery. The ethos, if you're talking to Doug. I'm excited. Mine's getting set up. I just retired out my era. And in a good way.
Yep.
Killed some stuff in Texas, which we'll have to do like a Texas recap episode, like a BS session or something, or get into the details. But man, was that fun.
Yeah. Ended on a high note with it.
Yeah. No kidding.
Dude, the McFerrins are the coolest people on the planet. Like,
great start to the 24 season, huh?
Man, that the strings are glowing red at the end of that week. And I was like, damn, this thing, you can't touch this thing. But yeah, thing was killing it. The Slick Trick broadheads, like, just rip through everything, man. So the Elite Slick Trick combo, the Victory Arrow combo, it all got slow-mo footage on how my bow is tuned, and looking pretty nice.
Looking real nice, Clark. So, real nice.
But yeah, Elite Archery, the Era, obviously still available. The Omnia is a favorite, I think, for a lot of people.
Yep.
Chris J just said he ordered an Ethos.
Hell yeah.
Our good buddy.
Sick.
And he's a long draw son of a bitch. So
yeah, he is.
Pretty cool. Elite Archery is the shit. You know what else is the shit? Big time.
Big time is the shit.
Oh, yes.
You guys got any, right off the top, any spring plans? Because it's starting, we got to start planning for that.
I'm going to redo some clover plots. I had a drought hit me last year, and I'm going to go and do some frost seeding over in Iowa and get some clover coming in. And I actually need to go over there and get some supplemental feed going. There's snow on the ground. I need to get some feeders out.
The craze right now is their pear.
Yep.
Okay.
Their new pear that's coming out.
So, like, the Big Time Fortified Deer Blend and pear flavor. So, we're talking to Daryl and Joe at ATA. We had a meeting. They're talking about, like, you know, if they listed off, like, the top three fruit trees or fruit that a deer is attracted to, pear's always in the conversation.
Okay.
And I feel like it's, like, I don't even think of it. Well, I don't, right, yeah, but I don't think of it at all because I don't get to supplemental feed, and neither did you until your Iowa farm.
Yep.
But yeah, pear is like always in that top.
But how many times when like people are going to, like around here, hey, I'm going to plant some fruit trees, it's always apples.
Yeah, you don't think
yeah,
always pear. Apple trees.
But. Yeah, but I mean, if it's good, it's good. The Fortified Deer Block, the Big Time Lick Brick Pear, all that stuff. I wish I could use it all, but we'll have to go through like what our game plans are for spring plots, but it's time to start thinking. I already am mapping out like my borderline game plans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is going on in New Windsor? Trail 70 ripping by or what?
It's Doug.
I hope you could hear that on the audio. But anything Big Time, use code WCB2024. Start mapping out your spring plot schedules, your supplemental feed stuff. Now's the time to be doing that, especially coming into shed antler season.
Yep.
The podcast also brought to you by
Huntworth. Code WCB15 at huntworthgear.com. Huntworth also works in Texas. We're really checking things off the map, the globe.
Yeah, Africa and Texas. It works.
It does work. I rocked Tarnin the whole time. I was Shelton lightweight hoodie and heat boost vest.
The whole time? The
entire time, yeah.
Was it cold down there?
Yeah, it got cold. It did get cold the second day we were there, cold and windy. I could have brought like a jacket with me probably, but I wore the dark gray Durham pants like the whole time.
It's just comfy.
Looking good, feeling good. Got them bloody as hell.
It's all right.
Styling in them solids.
It was nice. I do like the solids. Well, that's what we wore in Africa, so I figured I'd bring them to Texas. I love them. Check it out at Huntworth, code WCB15, and Old Barn Taxidermy. We love them. Of course, you know. My coos deer is getting mounted right now.
Yeah, they're working on him.
Have you seen?
She said it's pretty wild. I haven't got to see him yet.
I'm excited for it. It's going to look like a little dunker.
A little tiny guy.
A little dunky. It's going to be weird, but they always do a killer job, man. If you're anywhere near Old Barn Taxidermy, fucking get there. What are you doing? Figure it out.
I mean, a taxidermist, tannery, and your deer process all in one place.
Why not? It's a one-stop shop.
If they had an alcohol license, like a liquor license, you wouldn't really need to do anything. No,
get booze and a can of chili.
They had a pizza kiosk or the spinny thing like at Casey's and beer.
Talk to Sam. Get a Casey's set up right there with him.
They're just a Casey's pizza dealer. That'd be awesome.
That'd be sweet.
They are doing stuff with classic racks, too.
Yep.
So you can get stuff scanned in. Nice. That's pretty fucking cool. Trophy line. Did you listen to last? Oh, I was going to say last week's episode. I think it'd be this week's episode, just the first one of this week. Double content. The Hyperlite series.
Man, I'm so stoked about that.
Holy shit. You haven't seen it in person, dude.
I have not. I saw it about the time ATA was cranking up. I'm like, man, I got to get me some of that.
Wait till you put your DBs on them. Yeah. Sons of bitches. Oh, Jesus.
It is. It's incredible shit.
It's crazy.
It's going to be changing the game.
That's the overused term. We haven't said that in the podcast, but it's like one of those things. It really is.
Yeah.
It's when you feel it, it feels fake. Yeah. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. The weight to how it looks does not match up in your brain. It takes you a second to like...
process it
like, oh yeah, this is just crazy.
Throw it in your pack and you don't even know it's there.
Yeah, like we all know it, no matter how mobile shit is, you're kind of like, god damn it.
Yeah,
I mean the percentage of your god damn it's are wherever they're at depending on your setup, but you're always kind of like a little bit. You won't have that with this.
No, nope, it's fucking
because you won't feel it. Code WCB. When that's available, that will apply. And that works on everything on Trophy Line, from packs to carabiners to everything. So check out Trophy Line. Also new at ATA was all the new Grizzly shit. And, dude, everything there is, like, revamped. Their drinkware, their hunting blinds, they have a 450 cooler now.
Yep.
They have a trough now.
They have a backpack cooler, which I've been telling them to get that for years.
Yeah, the backpack coolers. That, dude, we need to badge some backpack coolers for
we
us.
We do, for sure.
They have the backpack cooler. Luggage. I took luggage to Texas. I full one put it in, like, checked luggage.
Yep.
And it's like a suitcase style, and fucking love it. It's rigid. The zippers are heavy duty. I zip-tied the zippers together so it wouldn't open. Awesome stuff. They're fucking killing it, dude.
Oh yeah, killing the game.
I told Jeremy and Isaac, I'm like, I'm fucking proud of you guys. Like, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all badass.
And they're local to us.
Local here. I got one of their bottles here now. It's, what do I have here? This is a 30-ounce bottle. The bottles are different. They're like rubber coated now. The caps are different. The handles on them are different.
They just totally revamped everything. It's awesome.
Everything is better now. The coolers have a new look. They basically are like, oh yeah, look at that.
Hold my beer.
Hold my fucking beer.
I will say that it was fun to test the blinds this year. It was my first year setting in a Grizzly, and I was super impressed with just how tight they are, like how much they contain the scent. I had so many deer go downwind of me and not get me, which I'd never had in any other box blind. I mean, those things are tight.
And you can tell, too, like as soon as you shut that door, it is just dense, dude.
They got little carbon filters that go in the air vents, so you can even limit your scent even
more.
Oh, and
they have the new
It's like an air circulator thing.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I can't remember the name of it, but.
And you can put a ozone unit, whatever of your choice, inside it. So it ozones your air before it exits that filter. Dude,
you're not going to get any better scent control than that. That's money.
They thought of everything.
And it's not that big. It runs just off a power pack.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm getting that for show.
They're the shit, dude. Grizzly's awesome. It's good people. Made in the USA for everything that they can control. And the podcast also brought to you by Black Gate Trail Cameras. That's blackgatehunting.com. And that is code WCB10. We're talking R4G light cell cam. It is an impressive little unit. Been running great for me. You all right? You got another sneeze coming, don't you?
No, I'm good. I thought I did, but I didn't. It was right there on the edge.
They're awesome. Ryan's the shit. It's a great company to work for. They have great customer service.
It got colder and piss here, and them bike gates just kept on chugging along.
Yeah, mine are rocking. Mine are all in spots they probably shouldn't be, but I just haven't been down to change it out with the snow and all that. But
yep.
But yeah, check them out. Blackgatehunting.com, code WCB10. Saves you some coin on your cam. And you can kind of customize your cellular plans as well with it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got to get in some detail. Was your battery hack thing working?
It's working just fine.
Still.
So I think it's a great idea. John Foreman turned me on to this, but it's basically a lawnmower battery. You can get a cord hardwired into that lawnmower battery, charge it up, throw it out there, plug it in. You don't have to worry about batteries for the whole year.
And places that you're having service, your farm has low spots where there's no service at all for anything.
Yeah, even in Illinois, I had a few cameras that would struggle. But over in Iowa, where my farm's at over there in south central Iowa, it's a hellhole. Like, there's no reception, no nothing. And it was zapping my batteries. And I threw these lawnmower batteries on, and they're still going.
Okay.
It's chugging along, huh?
Yep.
I'm going to invest. That's awesome. That's a good hack for any trail cam, cell cam user. The podcast also brought to you by Novix. We got some episodes coming down the line with Novix as well, and they have the new hybrid standout, the Echo, the Hilo, of course. The Raider hang-on is going away, which we get into detail on an upcoming show, but oh man, the welded like double sticks they have that are lighter, they eliminated the hardware weight and all that. They're killing it. Different color options available now, so check them out. Novix, code WCB. Mountain Ops, code WCB, saves you 20% and donates 5 meals to Conquer Hunger. I'm actually, whether they want us to promote this or not, I'm having a hydrate and rum right now.
Hey, you're hydrating, dehydrating at the same time.
I'm leveling
out. It's a wash.
It's like a zero. Yeah,
it's a wash.
It's all good. It's in your head right there.
So good stuff. Ignite. I'd suggest try Ignite and Hydrate first if you're new to the Mountain Ops product line. I like Bull Rush and Rocky Mountain Ricky. Rocky Mountain Ricky is my all-time favorite Ignite, personally. But yeah, check them out. Mountain Ops, code WCB. Save you some money. And the podcast now is brought to you by DeerCast. So with the kind of the lag, we're trying to record ahead, especially doing two a week. Now DeerCast, some things are changing with the format. So before, the promo code was always difficult with the App Store and stuff like that. So if you're wanting to use the discount, there's a link in our description and on our website that automatically applies the discount. So
you don't have to enter a code.
If you click that link, it automatically applies the discount. And you can see all the different memberships are pre-discounted, so you can see which one you'd rather do. So DeerCast, I think, is the best mapping, hunting, I don't know what kind of tool. It's a tool.
App?
For that, like wind direction, weather, predictive data, all that shit. It's the best. We've talked about it. You've heard us talk about it. We love it. I'd use the shit out of it.
If it didn't have all the other features, I'd buy it just to have the tracker app on it.
For sure.
That's worth its money right there.
Yeah, DeerCast track, you're saying? Yeah, it for sure is. And Leupold Optics. Leupold has been a partner now for several years.
Yeah, a long time now.
Killing the fucking game. Everything from rifle scopes to binos to rangefinders, all the stuff. Everything that Leupold is known for.
Their merch is amazing.
Oh, their merch is overlooked.
Yep.
It shouldn't be that nice for
them. It shouldn't be that nice, but it is.
You get like they're like just like it's my Leupold stuff is stuff I can take like I wear out to like dinner.
Oh yeah.
And shit.
Yeah. Yep.
They have a reputation for glass, but when you get like their eyewear and their clothing, you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you get your first piece.
I don't go anywhere without the Leupold Performance eyewear, dude. It seriously is the best.
I got three pairs in my truck right now.
You got to have them, dude.
Got to have them.
Yeah, what if your buddy needs a pair while you're driving?
Hey, maybe a guy in the back seat needs a pair too. Hey, you never know.
That's right. Check them out. Anyway, on to the show. Hope you enjoy this one with guys from Victory Archery, Victory Arrows. What arrows are you going to shoot this year? Let us know in the comments on this episode when it goes live. We appreciate you listening and enjoy it.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Bachman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right, this is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T-Bone Turner from the Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
It's really, really not that good.
Working Class Bowhunter Podcast, ATA 2024. Now, ATA at the time these launch was several weeks ago, but just know we have a schedule, and that's where we're recording right now. So if it's not relevant, just ignore that I said we're at ATA and enjoy the podcast.
And you'll never know.
Yeah. You'll never know.
Right now, we got the boys from Victory Arrows back in the house.
It's what's up, fellas?
What's up? We only see you guys when we're at ATA show.
Yeah, I know.
Once a year.
We need to come out and visit and drink some of that haunted whiskey you guys had.
Yeah. Haunted whiskey. Yes. So, Nate and Jason from Victory. What's up, boys?
How we doing?
Nate looks like a different human being from last year.
Yeah, he looks 19.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. My son and I look like brothers now.
Yeah. We literally seen him yesterday. Me and Doug were questioning if it was you or not.
Yeah, we didn't know.
He's got the tattoos, but he doesn't have the mustache.
Yeah.
Dude. Everybody's like double-taken constantly.
It's crazy. Like
it's pretty funny.
Doug's secretly like excited about it because he's like, that mustache isn't overshadowing.
You win now, Doug. It's all you.
I knew you couldn't do it.
No.
Couldn't handle it.
No.
You couldn't do
it. The pressure was too much.
He shaved it to make you feel better.
Yep. He now has the better dick broom.
Yeah.
Oh. I appreciate that.
Let's get into it. What's up with the arrows nowadays, boys? What's up with the Victory Arrows this year? Anything fresh, hot off the press anyone should be looking for? Just start with that because we're at 18.
We've got some stuff coming. As far as new, we didn't release anything new here at ATA. What we do have new is some stiffer spine stuff. So we've seen in the last few years, everybody keeps asking for a stiffer arrow. Mm-hmm. Everybody's cranking up poundages, wanting to add more weight up front, get that higher FOC.
Yeah.
And so to kind of answer that, we came out with five new stiffnesses. For our VAP SS and RIP SS are now available in a 200 spine. Mm-hmm. VAP TKO, you can get a 175 spine, but you can also get a 500 spine. So that's two spines that weren't available in the VAP TKO. Oh.
So RIP we TKO.
175 spine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It's like rebar.
Yeah.
It's like rebar, yeah.
That's, I never even thought, I mean, that's never been on my radar for my personal setup. But, like, what's somebody shooting a 175 spine for? What's
a super long draw, high poundage.
80-pound, yeah. Long draw.
I mean, like, not even that, but just looking at bow efficiency these days with the new Matthews, mm-hmm. the Bowtex, everything else, like, everything's just going
energy
ways.
Getting thrown into that.
The cam cycle.
Energy coming out of the bow is transferred so much faster now into that arrow. Like, it's everything's just calling stiffer.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think that would be possible.
Yeah.
When you – all right, so for
it'd
someone –
it'd be perfect for a giraffe.
Can you feel like if you hold a full length 175 versus a 500 spine versus a 250 spine versus a whatever, can you without shooting it, can you, I mean, weight probably, right? But like
diameter. I mean, you can feel it, but when you pick it up mm-hmm. and you tink tunk tink tink dunk,
yeah,
I mean, it's like
hitting a brick on the table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 500 OD is definitely going to be smaller.
Yeah.
So you'll immediately feel that, and then and you will. I mean, there's such a weight difference there that you would feel it.
Yeah, I was just curious. You know, a lot of people. I think most guys that are going to listen to the podcast have like, and we talked about this in other episodes with you guys. Like, what's the spine? What to do that? You know, so we don't need to do that again. But so I was talking to a good buddy last night, actually, while we're down here, and we're talking about arrows, and he goes, to me, arrows are arrows. And I go, I disagree. He goes, yeah, I get it, but to me, arrows are just arrows. Like, basically saying, any arrows just going to be.
Will do.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if I shoot this brand. It doesn't matter if I shoot this.
Right. It's kind of getting to the point where, I mean, there's companies out there, and everybody kind of has their niche market that they think that they kind of dominate, where it's not always true. In fact, last week we were testing some new arrows that are out now. And
like new arrows as in like other competitors?
Yeah, it's a competitor's
arrows.
Arrow.
Yeah.
And it was purchased via a website, so it's consumer direct, which, I mean, at Victory, we don't really agree with that. We like to protect our dealer base.
Support our dealers, yeah.
Support our dealers. But arrow kind of looked cool. We had to wait for a while to get it. Finally got it. Arrow looked cool. Components looked cool. It's a two-piece insert system. And so I said, well, let me bust out my concentricity gauge and let's really check this. You know, our components, our two-piece components, once pressed together, they're still plus or minus half a thou as far as straightness goes. You might see maybe a thou every once in a while, but they're pretty straight. So I start looking at these components, and I take the front end of it, and I put it in. I'm like, okay, that's plus or minus half a thou, maybe three-quarter a thou. Take the post, spin that, about the same. So I'm like, okay, so theoretically speaking, half a thou, three-quarter thou, half a thou, three-quarter thou. Maybe a plus or minus a thou, thou and a half as far as straightness goes. I put this thing, screwed the parts together, put it in the concentricity gauge. Dude, that thing was wonky. Just whoop, 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 whoop. I didn't even have to put a dial on it. You could sit there and watch it just whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, I mean, that same arrow, we spun it on the spinner, and straightness was great.
It was a straight arrow. It looked good.
It's a 1,000th arrow.
It's a 1,000th arrow all day long.
As soon as you put that componentry on, as you guys know.
Garbage.
Out the door.
No kidding.
Like, done.
Yeah.
So, like, how does that, like, I guess I don't ask the question, like, how does that get through their quality control? Because if it's that obvious to you guys, they have to know.
Because they're sending out a non-assembled component.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're straight. Our parts are straight. Mm-hmm. Our components are straight. 100%. They are.
Yeah.
Individualized. Each part of your component is straight. But once assembled,
but they have to know that.
They should,
right?
And what do you say? Like, you're getting, is this just putting the insert in and it gets all out of whack or what?
That's not even putting it in the arrow. That's just the screwing the insert together and then putting it in. Because, I mean, we've got I think that's within half a micron concentricity gauge. It's stupid.
You know what that is, Doug? I figured you did.
Doug's
an engineer. I figured you might use some of that stuff.
No, I don't.
Put that in there, and it just, I mean, you're watching that.
Weird. So a two-piece insert system, so it's like the piece that goes inside the arrow shaft and something that goes around the outside of the arrow shaft.
And they just screw
like
it together.
I mean, that's why we never, when we started down this two-piece game of an insert, we have multiple patents on different types of two pieces, and one of them is a threaded type of insert like that. But as soon as we went down that road and found those tolerances to be so far out, we're like, nope, back to the drawing board.
Just couldn't get it to be straight.
Yeah, just couldn't get it to be straight.
Each part was straight, but once assembled, what Jason's saying,
so like now with our Shock TL, our two piece componentry that everybody's kind of chasing is machined as two pieces, but it doesn't have threads. It is basically
arbor press
and press fit together. Yeah. And so we machine one piece, check its concentricity. Okay, it's half thou or less.
Yeah, plus or minus half a thou.
Machine the next piece, check its concentricity, press that together, then check the whole piece concentricity.
Right.
If it doesn't fall in our specs that we like to hold to our standard, in the garbage.
And the way our components are designed is they actually, they center themselves when you press it because of the way we've engineered the one part to go into the other part. Mm-hmm.
I guess I never realized that those were two pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't. I never thought about it because it's just.
I've looked at them a million times. I'm like, that's cool how they machine it inside there and shit. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Put it in the air. Yeah.
That's the only way to machine it so far that it sleeves over that far. It has to be
the original inserts that only sleeved over like not even an eighth of an inch.
Right.
That's all the farther they could machine into that groove.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it only sleeved over just barely.
Right.
Yeah. Two piece, it goes over that half inch now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. All right, let's go back to this. Like, arrows are arrows. You know, I mean, the component, a lot of times, is this true or false statement? The component can make the arrow? Or is that not true? Would that not be true?
Yes and no.
Yeah, I mean, you
would. I'm trying to lead you down this trail and just getting into it.
You wouldn't, you wouldn't have a completed product without that component. But, I mean, getting to the arrows, I mean, let's talk hybrid arrows. Mm-hmm. All right, so hybrid, metal, carbon.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a hybrid arrow that you can flex that's going to come back to the exact same straightness, or do you want a hybrid arrow that if you flex it, then you're spending the next 20 minutes looking up the light trying to straighten this thing going, I know I can get a straight arrow back out of this.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You know, like, no.
Yeah. I mean, you can go as far as, and we do all the time because we build our own materials. We're a vertically integrated company. We build prepreg. We build carbon fiber. If you are so take our RIP XV or even our VAP, our 166 just standard VAP, you look at that GPI compared to other brands on the market and you go, okay, this VAP in a 300 spine is 8.2 grains per inch. We say it's a high modulus carbon because it is a high modulus carbon. This arrow over here
brand
in the
X.
same spine, brand X, say 10.1 GPI. Grains per inch, yet you're calling it a high modulus carbon. Okay, it may be a high modulus carbon, but it is a terrible high modulus carbon.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's, you can really, material-wise, looking at Victory and Brand X, you just strictly by overall weight and or grains per inch, you can see the quality of material just by that.
Yeah.
And I like what you said there. Like, we say it's this because this is what it is. So at Victory, I mean, we're going to call it like it is. And this brings me back to that arrow, the components from the arrow I was just talking about the other day. They're calling that arrow a 166 diameter arrow. Okay. I could sit there and try all day long. And I promise you right now, you cannot put a 166 minus, let alone a plus pin, inside of that shaft. Mm-hmm. So measuring their shaft is actually a 165 diameter arrow. They're calling it a 166, which means the componentry you get with that, they're trying to trap you into using only their componentry.
Oh, right. Shit.
Okay, right. So somebody called me and they're like, hey, I want to put such and such insert in your arrow. I said, okay, fine, you can do that. It'll fit. I'm not going to warranty it because it's sold to be
the
best performing arrow
right.
with these parts. It'll fit. But these guys, they're advertising a 166, but selling a 165. That's not honest.
Mm.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Holy smokes. Call them out.
Call them out.
No, it's.
I'll get you there. Call them out.
That's funny.
You know, it's like, that sucks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sucks for the customer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, we just got a list. And the whole industry, going back to, you know, an arrow is not a commodity item, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not rice at a grocery store.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
white rice.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, I mean, we just got a list just today from our marketing group, did a quick survey on Amazon, the amount of Chinese, and it's just called out China-made arrows. I mean, you don't know what kind of quality or even kind of material you're getting in those.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
could be super dangerous. It could it may say 300 spine on it. You actually check it on a
500 spine arrow,
and it's a 500 spine arrow. So super dangerous, right? And then not only that, we just had a meeting with the IRS too. None of those companies are paying FET tax, where Victory and East End and Gold Tip. and the legit aero companies. So federal excise tax.
Okay.
That goes back. That's 63 cents an aero that Victory has to pay to go back into government funds
for wildlife conservation
and stuff like that. So now not only do you have all these Chinese manufacturers taken away from your wildlife conservation, but they're also immediately undercutting us.
Because they're not pocketing that tax.
And, you know, what's...
Dirty bastards.
I did not know about that.
Moral of the story, buy Victory arrows.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I always wondered, too, and, like, you always see whatever brand arrow, and there's always, like, maybe a tacky name, or, like, I'll see, like, another brand, I'm like, they have arrows? Like, how do they just have arrows? You know what I'm probably talking about. There's several.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, are they somebody else's arrows with a label on them? Or like how? Because if I'm like, oh, yeah, we got our own working class bow hunter arrows.
Mm-hmm. If you find it on Alibaba, I probably wouldn't shoot it.
Okay.
Right.
Fair. Alibaba, red flag.
Right, right. Huge red flag.
And I'm not saying that like people who have that whatever branded arrows are, that they're not good arrows. But I go, where? How are they doing that? Like, do they know someone that's, like, white labeling arrows for them? Or, like, how's it work, you know?
Most likely. And a lot of times, it'll – to do a production run or something like that, you – it's got to be – it's got, the quantity's got to make sense, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, we private label for lots of people. I mean, we build Grizzly Stick arrows, the Momentum. Mm-hmm. We build all those. We build Mission Bolts.
But everybody that we do that for is so proud that we did it that they put Buy Victory
You know, they'll put brand behind it to give it some recognition, you know, or some validity.
Because everybody knows we stand behind our stuff.
Yeah, so,
can
I mean.
Can you guys talk about who, is there more brands that you guys, like, build arrows for? Or do you just kind of like, I mean, do you openly be like, oh, yeah, so-and-so, like, we make their arrows. It's, or can you not, like, talk about all that? Am I getting you guys?
You're
in a weird
giving
spot?
All our trade secrets. No, like right now we're working with Total Archery Challenge on one.
Cool.
Hoping that it comes to fruition. We've got a couple other.
There's a few that we can't talk about.
Yeah,
right
there's,
now.
Yeah, I don't yeah, get there's, you a, there's a couple, but
yeah.
But I mean, even you know, like there's a shop in Texas called Texas Archery. We private labeled an arrow for them all year last year, and they sold the heck out of it, and
Private label some WCB Victory arrows. That'd be sick.
How many do we need to order?
But we just need to do.
How's 10,000 sound?
Perfect.
do we have it?
We'll sell.
You know what though? With the following you guys now have and the presence that you guys have in the industry, I don't think you guys have a problem moving that kind of.
You know, we just need to do like a WCB edition Rip TKO.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
That'd be sick.
Which is something we could totally do.
That'd be fucking sick.
Yeah, yeah.
But dude, I'm off the Rip TKO. You changed me.
Yeah.
You done
changed me. To the VAP?
Me.
Yeah.
The VAP TKO? Oh, VAP SS. That's right. That's what you talked about
changed
last year.
Changed me,
that's
dude.
That's right.
I've and been shooting them a couple years.
And I've been shooting Rip TKOs for 6 years.
I'm sticking with them.
Yeah.
I love them.
I'm not changing.
I love them, but I was.
Jesus. He wanted something a little heavier.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, I have 490 in that to 500 is like where I'm at now with my Rip TKO setup, and I love them.
Yep.
But I kind of want like, want
get shit done arrow.
Yeah, there you go.
Get shit done arrow.
What cinder block wall?
Yeah. Like, I called Nate and I'm like, hey, brother.
What do I do?
I want to revamp my arrow setup. He's like, oh yeah, dude.
We're doing not just new arrow, but new vein setup for him. Everything.
Knock.
Yeah.
Insert. I'm going 95 grain insert.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
Oh yeah, he's stepping up.
Yeah.
So that'll probably put
new vein the whole nine yards.
Oh yeah.
Packing a punch.
I know exactly what vein you put him into.
Yeah. I just gotta get it. Got to get our arrow order.
Yeah, no, it's submitted. I just
I know.
I gotta bring yours up.
No, it's all good. No, I'm excited for that to try a new setup and like see.
Oh yeah,
how I like it. I don't know where that'll put me on weight. Up, you know, 28 inch draw. I mean, I'll be over 6, I would think, right? Yeah, I got to
like probably 6'20".
I was gonna say 6'20", 6'30". Oh, not quite 6'50", but
yeah.
So I'm excited for that. I think that'll be – I like 650. Like, Garrett from Grizzly Stick likes that 650 area.
Yeah, 6 to 7.
Yeah, is that what you like too? Is that kind of like the ultimate fuck you arrow weight, or where you?
I mean, it depends on what you're shooting and how far you're shooting. I mean,
I'm the opposite way, dude. I'm
shooting Rip XVs this year, yeah. So I decided to go super light.
That's what I shoot.
I mean, I've shot Rip TKOs for years.
Why? What? Why? What are you guys going? You guys are like,
try something, dude.
I don't shoot punk, and I don't shoot. I don't shoot like a super fast bow, anyhow. So,
yeah.
It kind of puts me into that speed realm that I want.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know. I really like something that's like super light GPI with some weight up front, mm-hmm. kind of pulling or pushing that arrow through. And it's kind of like having a concentrated mass of just fuck you
right.
on the front, right. on the front, you know, on
fuck
the front
you,
of the
arrow.
End. Yeah. Yeah. So
thank you for that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I've shot all kinds of stuff with it over the last 5-6 years or whatever. I haven't had a single arrow stain an animal. Actually, one of our customers at the show just showed me with that same Rip XV. So he's a short guy. So, and I think that's probably why he's shooting it to increase his speed, but he shot with that Rip XV and it's not, I mean, it's not even known to be a durable arrow just because with that lower GPI, we got to get the wall thickness down, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not, but he basically shot my same setup, but with 150 grain iron wheel on the front of it,
mm-hmm.
shot an Elan, shot a Lion, shot a Cape Buffalo, all with the same arrow.
Wow.
Before it broke.
With the same arrow
before it broke.
Holy shit.
All three pass-throughs. Actually, it broke. Finally, it broke on the Cape Buffalo as it took off. He broke it off with his offside shoulder. So he said the last half. But he had it videoed. And I'm watching this thing, and all of a sudden you see his arrow just disappear behind the shoulder of that buffalo.
Wow.
And then he showed me – he actually set up a camera, and just luckily the Elan had walked in front of it. And I thought it was the entrance. He was like, "No, dude, that was the exit."
And
he's like, "Watch."
Huge.
And that arrow just phew, like, and I was like, "Holy shit, that was the exit." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, it was, and so he was just fired up about it, but
that's awesome.
It impressed me to be that arrow.
Right.
You know?
That's impressive. I mean, mm-hmm. we went to Africa and shot a lot of shit and that's different. Well, you're shooting them more in the shoulder, kind of on those African.
Yeah,
animals,
yeah,
because
it's
know?
The vitals are forward. Or
yeah,
whatever.
So
yeah.
I mean, that basically shows how durable that can be.
An SS will take down a giraffe. I know that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. He shot Austin's moose setup.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that arrow wasn't like
it wasn't crazy heavy, but it was
not over the top.
No.
600 something. Was that
it's
where
full length 75 out cert with 125 head.
Yeah, so you're probably 6-15 somewhere in there.
But that's
yeah.
not crazy.
No,
that's
no.
not.
Yeah. Not at all.
Not when they want like 700 plus or whatever. Usually
yeah.
when you go to Africa, like everybody, all the PHs are like, oh, say it's got to be 700 plus. That Rip XV that guy shot, he's probably not even 450.
No.
Maybe 450. Dude, maybe 500.
Yeah.
And he killed a Cape Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's zinging through shit.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
oh,
smokes.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's impressive.
Well, dude, on that shooting the giraffe, by the way, we have that – we made a Victory Arrows thing for our – it's bathroom art now, but it's Eric and the giraffe. Like, we had – like when you guys come to the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
When we finally get the invite,
yeah.
you know, I mean.
Dude, you've had – oh, let's get into it. Let's get into it. You guys got Mitsubishi money. Keep
flying. Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
They pretty much make airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring us a TV while you're at it,
assholes.
I don't know if you guys make TVs anymore, but.
Yeah, Chad and Chase wish we had that Mitsubishi
right?
money.
Bring us some golf clubs, too.
Their marketing budget would be way bigger.
Yeah,
I need some golf clubs.
Hey,
who's golfing?
Yeah, as long as we're in the market.
Are you golfing, Doug?
Yeah.
Are you really? Man, you're too busy welding to be golfing.
I know. I love golfing, though.
That's fun.
Yeah. We need to get you guys out there and then drink beer and talk shit to each other for longer than an hour.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But, yeah, I mean, dude, when you shot that giraffe, like, dude, center punch that thing. Mm-hmm. And then the arrow didn't break ever, did it? You have the full
length. No, I had the full length arrow,
out.
Yeah. It just broke off the knock.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, just from because.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
Yep.
But, I mean, it
that
was.
Happens.
Yeah, it didn't hurt the arrow at all, really.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure I could shoot it again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. By the way, our African animals should be like landing as we're talking.
Oh, nice.
Like today, really? Sometime they should be
right on.
Cool.
So, really? Yeah, that'll be
cool. Did you get them done over there? They shipped them here and you're going to get them done
Here?
No, we got them done over there.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah. So, we got some sneak peeks and stuff like that through WhatsApp.
Oh, that's
cool.
So,
it'll be like a reveal.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I got a giraffe in there. It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
Nice.
That'll be cool.
It's going to be silly, but
I'm excited to see what they're.
Dude, is it cool for you guys to see, like, someone shoot a giraffe? Or
dude, how did you mount that?
That's awesome.
Shoulder mount.
we shoulder mounted that giraffe.
Dude, really?
How tall is that, bro?
I told him our ceilings in the studio are 12 foot. So I told him 11 foot 6, just to get a little.
It's like looking down.
Get a little room.
Wow.
What I'm worried about is you're like, 11 foot 6, and they're just like, all right. And then
they don't know what that means.
It doesn't fit.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Got to dig.
Yeah. They're like,
you got to dig.
Like, we do everything in meters, not inches.
Oh, yeah.
Or feet, you know?
We didn't
think about sorry.
That.
Hopefully
they can. It's pretty much full size.
you still have the arrow?
Yep.
Okay, I'm hoping we ought to do something with that because I feel like people are going to come in. Well, when we tell people that we shot a giraffe with a – I say we because we are all like a part of that experience, you know.
Right.
You shot it, but we were – we lived it, you
know?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
So it's like we always say as a crew, like, we shot a giraffe. Eric shot one with a bow.
Mm-hmm.
With a bow?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
that's when everyone asks me, like, what'd you shoot that with? I'm like, my bow? Like,
what, crazy.
With an arrow?
Yeah.
I'm like, why not?
Awesome.
And they're like – an arrow will kill that thing? Obviously.
Oh,
I mean, look at it.
Proof's right in the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is cool.
That's
that
funny.
That's a VAP SS. Shot that giraffe with?
Yep.
That's what it was? Yeah. So
I'm excited. Your new arrow.
My new arrow.
Yeah,
yes.
Your new arrow.
No,
your arrow.
I think I'm going to like it, man. I think the veins that you recommended. I mean, if you want to talk about why, I don't know if you have affiliation or not
that,
or whatever.
That AAE hybrid vein I was talking about?
Yeah.
Dude, so I've been playing with that for a while now. And Nick at AAE and I have been friends for quite a while, and Jason's known him just as long, mm-hmm. for longer than I have. And their new vein system, the fact that their hybrid system, you don't have to use a primer on. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows, like, AAE veins, you can get the AAE primer pen, the wash kit, arrow wash kit, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The hybrid vein, you don't need that. So, I mean, you can just glue it up and it sticks. And I mean, it sticks great.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I was talking to you about is their hybrid XB.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one that we're actually putting on our new crossbow bolt, our TKX mm-hmm. bolt. Just a little bit stiffer, but as far as guidance goes and just shootability, I mean, I love that vein. I can't say enough about that vein. It's awesome.
I'm gonna order them up, and I don't know if you're Knox components, but
it's gonna be AAE IP series knock on there, the IP4 knock,
mm-hmm.
AAE vein, and then our componentry on the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pumped for it, man. I really am.
Dude, it's gonna be sick.
Gonna be set up, and I think
you'll love it.
Yeah. I think, you know, I think we shoot great heads, and we shoot slick trick heads, and
mm-hmm.
yeah. I think it's gonna be
dude.
Arrow set up.
It's gonna be a hammer.
Because I mean, I'm packing up. Gonna be my whitetail set up, and
it could be your fuck you arrow.
Well, that's what I asked him. I'm like, what are you shooting? Like, you know, going for moose or something like that? No, I'm a whitetail. Right on, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to get through both of them.
Knock
them
down.
Yeah. What are you on, brother?
You do you, boo boo.
Yeah. That's what I want, man. I mean, think about our whitetail season. What was the furthest you shot at a whitetail this year with your bow?
About 2 yards.
Okay. Right.
All right.
Straight down.
Six.
About 2 yards.
Yep.
What was your furthest whitetail shot?
33.
Oh, that's just getting out there.
I mean, this year.
Yeah. This year. Yeah, this year. Mine was 11.
Yeah. 2 yards. Mine was 22.
All
right, well. 22. I mean, it was.
Yeah. So it's – I don't think shooting something in that 620, 630 grain is not a big deal at how we're hunting whitetail.
No.
Oh, right. No, not at all.
You know?
No. Because you're not dealing with hardly any drop at that yardage.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's here. It's it
there,
up
you know.
Close and personal.
It's super manageable. I think super ethical.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know.
Zing them through there.
I'm done fucking with shoulder bones, brother.
I'm thinking bouncing off of them. I want to bounce through them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Both of them. See those two?
Split them. Well, you know, we had Garrett on the podcast from Grizzly Stick
mm-hmm.
last summer. Awesome dude.
Oh, great dude.
And what I like about him, if you didn't know him, he's like a gnarly – he reminds me of like a gnarly, like, old-school skateboard guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, so passionate. He likes that – I think he preaches, like, that 650 range.
I think so.
And I liked his kind of, like, thought on it is, like, if I can get to your lungs, like, I can kill you.
Yeah.
Like, give me an angle at your lungs, I'll get in there. Like, that's right. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, totally.
You know, so – but it's cool. Like, they use – obviously –
Oh, yeah, we worked with Garrett for quite a few years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a long time.
Yep. He's a passionate.
Oh, yeah. Because
that dude loves arrows.
The arrows he was sourcing beforehand, the quality and consistency of the arrows that he used to get was not great.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You know, and so he wanted super consistent, high-quality arrows. So who'd he come see? Victory mm-hmm. Archery.
Yep.
That's awesome, we got dude. You covered.
Yeah, and his say, powered by Victory or whatever.
Oh, yep.
Your guys' brand is on there.
Yeah, yeah, even the logo.
Yeah,
and our Victory logo's right
yep.
on it.
Yep. Yep, and we met him through Jared Scheffler.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jared Scheffler shoots their stuff, and it was just kind of like, hey, you guys would love this dude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, Garrett's a kick.
He's cool. He's cool.
We had a blast.
Yeah, I get him on the
high
phone.
Energy.
Yep. High energy. And I get him on the phone, and I'm like, dude, this is going to be like 2 hours. Huh?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well,
he's
just,
like, let's do this. I'm like, okay.
It's cool. There's a lot of guys like – arrows are like, oh, dude, the guys get into them and get crazy with them.
Mm-hmm.
Just how guys get with, like, mobile gear.
Yep.
They mm-hmm. get, like, oh.
Some guys nerd yeah. out with arrows, man.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Nerd out.
And I get it. Like, it's like building an arrow. If you want it to be a tedious, like, intricate, detailed, like, job, you can make it that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, I know a lot of guys like the therapy that it brings. I just want to get them together so I can start shooting the fucking things.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, it looks I can't
cool
stand.
And I want to put it through animals.
Yeah,
I can't stand fletching arrows. Nate, I'm pretty sure Nate's so tired of fletching arrows, but he's
no,
so good.
No.
But he's so good at it. So it's just like here.
So here's the deal. Any of the new products and stuff like that, I got no problem doing that stuff. So one of our boss,
yeah,
let's just say our boss goes through a lot of arrows.
He does,
right? Mm. I'm talking like say 6 dozen arrows a year minimum.
Holy
smokes.
Right?
Oh, minimum.
But he
also
always,
shoots them at cactuses.
Yeah.
And rocks.
Like, I bet you can't hit that rock. Yeah, I can hit that
yeah.
rock.
Yeah.
But he always wants me to build his arrows. Now, what I hate is computer email work.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So if he needs me to build 4 or 5 dozen arrows,
sign me up.
Or I can sit there and answer emails on a computer. Hey, guys, I'm fletching arrows today. Y'all leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
For the boss.
Oh, yeah.
Boss.
Right, building yeah. Steve's arrows. What'd you do all day? You didn't do nothing. Built your arrows. Oh, thanks. You want me to get you lunch?
Yeah, you want lunch?
I do. I'd love some lunch. Thank yeah. you.
Yeah. Auto-forward emails. Yeah, yeah. His inbox.
Exactly.
Yeah. This yeah. is all the work I couldn't get done because I'm
yeah.
doing your shit.
Yeah.
You're building your arrows to go shoot them at rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like reckless.
Yeah.
But
like,
also,
oh,
he knows
I bet I can hit that guy's arrow right there. Clack.
That's hilarious. Well, he knows a guy.
Yeah.
You can get as many.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Would you fletch my arrows?
Yeah, I was planning on it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was dreading fletching.
Did you
them.
See how he asked him? It was almost like a 12-year-old
yeah.
asking the girl out.
Brother. Fletch my arrows. Yeah, then I know they're done right, and I don't got to.
Oh, yeah,
know,
dude.
You know?
Yeah, that's why I said I got to bring him up to the office.
He's good.
I was going to hook you up, bro.
See, you got to just. How about you guys haven't shipped arrows yet? This is a good thing. Just bring them to us.
No, there you go.
Yeah. Might have
hand
to,
delivery.
Yeah, might have to do that.
Hand delivery.
Like
there
a
you go.
Like a dozen roses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
But,
well,
but
you need them soon, right? I'm stuck through February.
Oh, we're
yeah.
good. We're good.
Because
shows.
We got shows,
mm-hmm.
SHOT Dude. Show, NABA, Vegas shoot.
That's how we are too. We're February into April.
Okay. Yeah, let's try and put something together.
But I can shoot rip TKOs at turkeys.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
I don't
for
need
sure.
a 630-grain arrow to kill a turkey.
No.
But it would still kill it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where'd it go?
With a decap.
It was a turkey.
Well, yeah. A decap, you technically want, well, full-length arrow. But don't you want a lower poundage bow? But it wouldn't matter your spine. You'd want a stiffer spine for a decap.
Stiffer, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So I'd be fine because I'm going 250 spine.
Yeah, usually, I mean, the decap, they say 300 spine arrow.
Oh, they do? That's
yeah,
what they call
and you
it.
Just got to keep it so long to keep that big head out there
right.
away
and
from your hand.
I know a lot of guys say 4 full-length fletch to help stabilize that big helicopter blade.
Or like a like a 5-inch feather or something, 4-inch, 5-inch feather or something like that. That'd work.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. Well, shit, that's a good deal. Crazy. You're going to fletch my arrows for me and then fly them out to me from California?
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Got to talk to Steve.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. Or we come to California.
There you go.
Which I'd say I've never I've been to California before, but one liberal state to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We can go to Cali.
That's true.
How is, like, as being an arrow hunting guys in California, how does that, because from my perception is there are not a lot of hunters in California, but I know there is.
There's surprisingly more hunters than you think there is in California.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I used to think the same, but when I first got stationed out there, I was like, redneck from Wyoming. I'm like, I'm stuck with all these Californians.
And it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of military guys that just stayed, too. Yeah, so then they're just like, you know.
That's a good point.
But when people think of California, they just think of L.A., and that's it.
Yeah, the beach, that's palm trees.
That's how the whole state is that giant city.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, really, though, but and when people reference Illinois, they're like, oh, yeah, you live by Chicago. I'm like, no.
No.
You know?
But they don't think about the, like, Steve's property. Pigs, tule elk, antelope. I mean, all mule deer, all on his single property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's crazy.
You know, it's
hunting does suck though in California. Let's just be
honest.
Tough.
It's super tough.
Yeah, it's really. I mean, there's.
When's the last time you bought a California tag?
I buy one every year because I put in for.
When's the last time you actually went hunting in California?
It's been a while.
Been a while. I quit buying tags in California just because I didn't want to go deal with all. It's just a pain.
Really?
Yep.
When did I kill that last big bear?
4 years ago.
Yeah, so that was the last time I've hunted California.
Yeah.
We do have big bears, I'll tell you that.
Really?
Big black bears.
Oh. Big black bears. Like 19, 20 inch.
Is it a draw over the counter? Like
what? Over the counter.
No
kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like you can bait and do all that?
Nope.
No bait.
That seems
you can find water or you can spot and stalk. That's it.
That's got to be a tough hunt.
It's tough.
Like, unless you find that property,
and it's hard to,
unless you find that property near an orchard, you know, then you're not technically paid.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Right. That's very true.
Yeah. Planting orange trees somewhere.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
See, I've been to
avocados, you know.
There you go. Yeah.
Bears love avocados.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what everybody knows that.
Yeah, duh.
You know?
get that good cholesterol in that bear now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That'd actually be awesome, I bet. But I've been in like Southern California. What's the country music area in California?
There's Northern California up there.
Country music?
No, it's where I'm just gonna pause up this podcast trying to fucking think of it. But it's Southern California. We did like wheat harvest, but we were in like between like all the almonds.
Oh, like Visalia area?
South.
Yeah, get it out.
All right, Stagecoach.
Get it out.
Is it called Stagecoach?
No. When I say
know.
You're gonna go, oh yeah,
it's.
I couldn't even look at my phone like that right now. I have to use reading glasses now, dude.
Really? Because you got rid of the mustache.
Dude, probably. Yeah.
you can't see good.
Look, I gotta carry these things around with me now.
You can't see good.
Where was I?
Damn. Bro,
getting old sucks.
Getting old sucks.
Doug's vision is still good.
Remember,
it's getting better.
Nice.
South of LA.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Starts with a B.
I know what you're talking about.
Like Bakersfield?
Bakersfield.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Did you have it? Who's the country music singer from Bakersfield? He's got a restaurant there, and you go see a lot
Dwight
of
Dwight Yoakam?
Gary Allen?
No.
I think Gary Allen is, for sure.
No. He's dead. This guy's dead.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah. Lee? Pull it up.
Pull it up. Let us know.
Pull it up. Anyway, I've been down there, and I mean, that was like in the town. But, like, you know, we went and harvested wheat and, like, ag country, you know, but none of it looked, and probably that's where you wouldn't go hunting, but you know,
I wouldn't spend more than Merle Haggard. Oh,
maybe he is. I know it's like a country music spot in California, but anyway, that's like my full blown California experience. You know?
Nice.
Yeah, so, I probably wouldn't spend more than one night in Bakersfield just to pass through.
Yeah,
like
I there for a couple
it's
weeks.
A shithole.
It's a shithole.
I was gonna say it, but it was a shithole. Yeah, I was there for like 2 weeks. I was like,
I went to stay there for a night, and then he's there for 3 weeks.
I worked for John Deere at the time, so I was stuck there.
Hey,
we went to. I've never seen the ocean until I went to California.
Okay.
And then we went to some beach, and we were, like, at the bars, and some dude came up. And to me, it was, like, stereotypical California people.
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy came and was like, you guys aren't from here, are you? And we're like, no. You know? He's like, I'll tell you one thing about the women here. They're dumb.
All right. Sick. Nice. Out of nowhere, he just told you this?
Yeah, you don't have to try hard with California girls. They're all dumb.
Oh, my.
I was like, oh, all right. All right.
So, I hope my wife doesn't hear this.
They're all digging for that gold, though, bro. Yeah. Seriously.
Hey, that's what I was told, right? Not known to be facts, but that's my California experience. Yeah, but
that's funny.
You know, I wouldn't recommend anyone come through Illinois unless you're hunting whitetails.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why
true.
I live there.
True.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
So I was curious, like, what, you know, most people are into it. But the military,
yeah,
like, settlement, you know, mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, so I imagine it's a positive vibe there in that area. But
yeah,
when you say, oh, yeah, Victor is from California, when I talk to him, like, what?
California.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just something you don't expect,
yeah.
I think.
But yeah.
I don't know. Good stuff. Well, what else? Cool. What else we got to look forward to? You guys said you got new stuff. Can you talk about any of it?
We do. No.
Okay. All right. Thanks for tuning in,
bro.
See you later.
All right. That's
look, because we'll probably soft launch some stuff in 2024.
Yeah.
And
if it works out the way we're hoping it does, it's going to knock your socks off.
Like, I like that.
I mean, Chad heard some of it with the juries earlier today, and they're just like,
yeah.
Like, it's a videographer's dream.
What? Are
like,
you serious?
You know, so yeah, so
you can make that happen.
What? Yeah, yeah. So we're working on some stuff that's really freaking cool.
Yeah.
WCB co-branded Rip TKOs 2025.
That was it. We just
that was it.
That blew jury's mind. Whoa,
juries are stunned.
Yeah, they're stunned. Those douchebags are getting an arrow. It was stunned in a bad way. You're gonna be fucking kidding me.
I just threw up in my mouth.
We're dropping victory.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, they're dropping out. Yeah. Well, I appreciate everything, guys. Appreciate the partnership.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We do need to make. We've been every year at ATA. We're like, yeah, gonna get you out.
Mm-hmm.
But now we never do.
Yeah, we should do it.
Let us get our edition done. Then you guys can hand deliver our hand.
Yeah, you guys
arrows.
Are big time now, man. Mm-hmm. You got the place across the street. And
we're from a Mountain Dew town, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, we're talking about it. It's Mountain Dew town. You know what I mean? I said Mountain Dew town, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little farm hick town, dude. It's awesome.
Oh, cool.
Mountain Dew town.
Mountain Dew town.
Everybody drinks Mountain Dew and.
So they have bad teeth. Like,
everyone drinks Mountain Dew and walks around on Tuesday at noon.
Don't talk to my Uncle Daddy like that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm kidding. It's actually a nice little town.
Nice
and
awesome.
It is cool. So it's a perfect little spot, and we got the building next door. We're redoing it and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we'll have when you come out, we'll have hopefully that's done. Have a whole camp room and a giraffe and
yeah, that'd be sweet.
Could be sweet.
That would be cool.
For sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We'll have a Victor Arrows sign in there. We're going to make you guys feel
yeah,
really
no, we'll have we sent you guys a banner?
Yeah, for our bow shoot. Yeah, yeah. For our bow shoot, we put them up.
Yeah, we can make a couple more. Print yeah, couple
we need
more.
A
we'll
neon
just do a banner
sign
for the RIP TKO WCB
so
edition.
Do we.
Yeah, there you go.
What,
yeah, there you go.
You know what? You weld up the backing for it, and then we'll find a glass guy.
Well, we have a glass guy to make one, but
well, there you go.
Really yeah, we really do.
Oh, yeah.
They are expensive.
That yeah. they are.
Yeah. We'll figure something out.
Well, that's what everybody's gone to the LED strip lighting instead of neon now.
That's
it
true.
It lasts longer. It's easier.
Our in studio signs, a company we go through to get those ordered, are fucking sick. I don't know if I'll get you the contact, but
those ones are dope.
I don't know what they are, but I don't know if they're some sort
they're
LED.
They're fucking sweet, is what they are.
They're badass. So, like, our main studio light is our green logo, and it's like die cut out and the whole thing illuminates. It's sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That we need that.
Okay. I'll connect you guys.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Appreciate it, guys.
For
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, thanks,
guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks. Always.
You know what to do? Go shoot your bow. Later.